Hi, and welcome to the Salvation Army Southwest podcast. You'll find engaging messages here, so please go ahead and listen and check out some of our other messages and enjoy what you hear. You can always follow us online on our Facebook page or go to our website to find out more information. Thank you for listening.
I need four volunteers, four people who want to compete for the chocolates. If nobody wins them, then I get to keep them. Nothing physical. Who wants them? Four volunteers, come on up. Come on. You only have to think and write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. That's it. Come on, who wants the chocolates? All right, 1, 2, 3. So every year, Forbes magazine, a big magazine over in America, Forbes magazine actually releases the top 10 New Year's resolutions for that particular year. They've been doing this every year, and they do studies around it. I find it fascinating simply because they take into demographics, they take into age groups, so I go and look at it every year. But they've got the top 10. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the top 6 on the screen right now, and these are the top 6. You hold them. All you've got to do, right, to win the chocolate is put it in the right order. So write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? It's easy, right? That sounds easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You just got to put it in the right order. You can play at home if you're playing at home, and if you want to write in the thing, you don't get the chocolates because you're not here. But every year, as I said, people make New Year's resolutions. Top 6 are up there. What order do you think they are meant to be in? Top 6. Make more time for loved ones. Lose weight. I don't need to do that. Improve diet. Probably need to do that. Improve fitness. Improve mental health. And improve finances. So what do you think? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, have you guys almost there? You're still thinking? Oh, good Lord. It is true. It is true that millions of people around the world set New Year's resolutions. Maybe you've set a New Year's resolution and one of yours is up there. What are you supposed to do? Oh, you're not going to win. Are you ready to find out the correct order? Maybe you need to swap with each other. No, keep your own. That'll be fine. I trust yous to tell the truth if you got it right or not. Here's the list. It's supposed to be like this. Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
In order of 1 to 6, number 1, improve mental health. That's the top goal for 2024 that people are setting. Number 2, improve fitness. Number 3, improve diet. Number 4, lose weight. I'm glad to see that one's dropping down the line because, you know, that was up the top for years upon years, wasn't it? Make more time for loved ones. That's a shame that's not number 1, but, you know, like, let's leave that one there. And number 6, improve finances. So, did anybody get any of those right?
No.
I don't think I have, no.
Then you all lose.
Woo!
Maybe share a box between two of yous. After church. Go. Terrible. Did you get them? Did you get them? You were doing them on your sheets, weren't you, Francis? What you personally want to do. Did you get? You did not get them. I did actually see on Facebook the other day a post that said, you know, last year in 2022, I set a goal of losing 10 kilos. At the end of the year, I've only got 15 to go. So... But we set New Year's resolutions all the time. People do this. Millions of people do it around the world. And can we make a pact today that if you set a New Year's resolution, that you don't photograph it and put it on social media anywhere until at least a month after you've been doing it? Because the chances are in that first month you're going to stop doing it and fail, right? So you don't start. It's probably wise, you know. So, this is... We set resolutions. And so what I wanted to do as a church is I wanted to kind of come at this idea of what would God set for us But then look at it slightly differently and not get to a place where we're going to fail on a New Year's resolution, but actually succeed and actually get through. Because the chances are, if we do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, the chances are we're not going to get the different result. Does that make sense? If you do the same thing over and over and expect a different result, I think someone calls that insanity. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get into a message that I've titled today, Dig It and Dung It. Dig it and dung it. Dig it and dung it. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you with arms open wide, thankful for the year that was. Thankful for 2020, for all the blessings, all the lessons, all the things that you've done in our lives. We just want to thank you, King Jesus. We want to thank you because we know 2,000 years ago you came to earth. You took our place in death so that we could have life. And tonight we just want to lift you high. We want to raise you because we know that you're the living God. You're alive and breathing, and you've placed us here and called us for a mission, for a purpose, for a plan, and you've got something for us to do. So God, thank you for that, and we just celebrate today for the mission, celebrate for the year that was, but we look forward to 2024. Help us to see things the way that you would want us to see things. Help us be the people that you want us to be. Help us to walk and live and breathe and do everything according to your will. Thank you, King Jesus. Be with us as we open your word. Amen. Amen. All right, if you've got your Bibles, we're going to look at a little parable. It's tiny. Most people miss it as a parable. It's only four verses. It's in Luke chapter 13, and it's in verse 6. Is where we're going to start. Luke chapter 13, verse 6, if you've got your Bibles. If you haven't got your Bibles, the words are going to be on the screens. If you memorize your Bible, you could just shut your eyes, go to sleep, that's fine. Show us how clever you are. Are you ready to go today for this little parable?
Yes.
Three people, great, awesome. If you're online, a big special welcome to you. So good to have you guys with us as well. And wherever you're watching from around the world and around our state, we just love having you guys with us too. So it's so good. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Are you ready? That's a few more. Are you ready?
Yes.
You know it's New Year's Eve. We're allowed to get loud, right?
No, that's a midnight.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. It says this. Then he told this parable. If you're wondering that the he that it's talking about there is Jesus, I know this because in my Bible at home it's red. The writing is red.
Yes.
You know, do you have a Bible that's that like that, that's how you know it's Jesus. But it's Jesus speaking. And he says this, a man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard and he went to look for fruit on it but did not find any. Verse 7, he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now, say 3 years.
3 years.
Ooh, I'm feeling it. For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on the fig tree and I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Verse 8, sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. Say one more.
One more.
Oh, that's exciting, that one. Those two words there, one more. That just fills me with joy, that one. We'll get to that in a minute. One more and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. The King James version of that says, I will dig it and I will dung it. I will dig it and I will dung it. For the young people in the room, there's cow dung, there's horse dung, there's chicken dung. There is lots of different types of dung. There's sheep dung. I worked on a sheep farm once. Sheep dung stinks. There's lots of different types of dung. Great for fertilizing plants, but smells pretty bad. It's in the Bible. Come on, people. It's right there. This dung is right there. I'm telling you. Dung. And the man who looks after the vineyards, right, he says, I will dig around a tree, this fig tree that's not bearing any fruit. I will dig around it and I will dung it. Turn to someone and say, dig it and dung it. Dig it and dung it. That was pretty poor, that attempt. We're going to have to work on this in the new year. This is a famous little tiny parable just tucked in there. Most people don't know it's there. But the man comes, the owner of the vineyard comes, sees his fig tree. Fig tree's not bearing fruit. He says, cut the fig tree down. The man who looks after the vineyard, the worker of the vineyard, says, no, don't do that. Leave it alone. I'll dig it and dung it. You see, in this story, in this parable, you're the fig tree. Did you pick that up? Anybody pick that up? Yeah? You're the fig tree in the story. And first and foremost, we find out that this fig tree is planted in the vineyard. Right? That's where the fig tree is. Can I tell you that in this day and age, fig trees were not planted in vineyards. They were planted outside of vineyards. You want to know why? Because the soil was so good in the vineyards. The soil was so good because it was for grapes, it was for olives, it was for all the delicacies. Figs were just common. It was just common. And so you wouldn't grow a fig tree in a vineyard. Vineyard, the soil was too good. This is why the owner comes, hey, this fig tree hasn't grown any figs, cut it down. It's wasting space. It's taking up too much room. Can I tell you the fig tree, right? If we're the fig tree in the story, then we are positioned in a privileged place. Come on. That's good. No amens? We've been planted in a privileged place. In good soil. That means wherever God has planted you, wherever God has got you, wherever you are set to be, whether it's at work, at home, there, anywhere, in this location, that location, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are is the perfect place, the best place for you to be able to produce figs, to produce a crop, to produce a harvest. Wherever God has you is the perfect place, is the best place. It's a privileged place. Does this make sense? You've got to understand straight and foremost, our life may feel like and look like it sucks at times. Not all the time, but sometimes. It sucks. Come on. I can't get the other leg up at the same time. That would be weird. But you get the point, right? It sucks at times. But yet God has put us in a place, right? In that place, in a privileged place with the best soil for us to thrive, for us to grow, for us to produce a harvest. Does that make sense? You know, we are being put in the right. Turn to someone and tell them you're in the right place. Come on. You are in the right place. But I can identify with this fig tree because there have been times in my life, right? There have been times in my life when I've been praying for a breakthrough, when I've been praying for a harvest, when I've been praying for something to happen, whether that be for a family member to be saved, or whether that be for a medical issue to be healed from, whether that be for finances to improve, whether that be from addictions to stop, or stress to go away, or friendships to be repaired, whether that be, you know, a situation just to leave and get rid of, whether that be a breakthrough of some kind. And I've been praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, and it feels like there's been no harvest, no crop, no figs. Come on. Who's there? Who's been there? Like we've been praying. And for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, we've been praying these things and we've been doing these things and no harvest. And we feel like we want to give up. We feel like we want to just cut it all down. We feel like we just want to give up. I've been there. Like there have been times. And the owner of this vineyard comes along and goes, this tree hasn't produced anything. For 3 years, every year I keep coming to it. Is there any fruit? No. The following year comes back. Is there any fruit? No. Comes back the following year, third year. Is there any fruit? No. And he goes, cut it down. Get rid of it. Let it go. It's taking up too much space. You see, the man who owns the vineyard in this story is God. Did you pick that bit up? Great. It's God. God owns the vineyard. He owns it all anyway. We're the trees. He's the vineyard owner. right? And he comes in and goes, it's not producing any crop. It's taking up too much space. Cut it down. But the man, there's another man in the story. The one who tends the vineyard, right? He's the worker in the vineyard. And he says, leave it alone. Leave the tree alone. I will dig it and I will dung it. But leave it alone. In fact, in the Greek, that word, leave it alone, those words, is apeshies. I think I said that right. I don't know. It's A-P-H-E-S-I-S. It translates to forgive or forgiveness. Leave it alone. Forgive the tree. Forgive the tree. I'll dig it and I'll dung it. Who stands between God, a righteous God, and a sinful human being? Who stands? Who's in the gap between the two? Jesus. Of course it's Jesus. He's the only person who stands between an angry God for our sin and us. He remember, takes the price. And so Jesus in the story goes, leave it alone. I've got to dig around the roots. I'm going to shake it up a bit. I'm going to break the hardness of the ground down. I'm going to do something there. And then I'm going to fertilize it. I'm going to dung it. I'm going to put some smelly stuff around it. I'm going to tend to it. I'm going to give it more attention so that it bears fruit. So the tree can bear fruit. Here's what I've come to tell you today. Because I know the last three, especially since COVID hit, it's been tough. Come on. It's been really tough. Like the cost of living has gone through the roof, right? Issues for people have become a lot more complex. We've had tragedies after tragedies. We've had losses after losses. We've had all sorts of things. And it feels like someone's been digging at us and putting us in smelly stuff. Yeah? Can I tell you? This is our year. Come on, this is our year. This is our year where we're going to bear. This is the time. This is your year. This is my year. This is our year as a church to bear fruit, to really explode out. At the end of 2023 and the start of 2024, right? Let's know this straight up, that because of all the stuff we've gone through, all the smelly stuff, the painful stuff, the digging, that this is our year to step out, to bear fruit, to shine. Yeah? I mean, this has started to happen. We've heard stories. Katrina shared some of the stuff that's been happening, and that's just some of the great stuff. She didn't tell you about the $80,000 we gave away the last 2 weeks before Christmas. Yeah, to our community. That's awesome. That's exciting. Right? The conversations, the fact that we get to pray with people, that this is all good stuff. But hear me right. That a lot of us sometimes feel like we're in a rut. Sometimes feel like we're stuck in the trench, or that life is not going to change, or that it's the same thing over and over. And every year we set a resolution, this is my year, this is my year. But every year we just kind of do the same things and then expect the different results. And people set resolutions all the time but don't actually change anything underneath. And yet there's a challenge in this little parable. A little challenge for us, for 2024. You all look like you're kind of not sure you want to hear the challenge or not, but, you know, kind of looking at me with stum mullet face. Like, we're in a privileged position, planted in the best soil that God has for us, because he knows us best. He wants us to bear fruit. And we know the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Right? We know this is the fruit. And we may feel like we want to give up because we've been in the rut, but we need to push through, because our best days are ahead and not behind. Amen. Greater things are yet to come for us. Amen? Right, greater things. God has a plan and a hope for us. Plans to prosper us and give us a future. This is what God has for us. And it may feel like we're in a smelly place. It may feel like we've been in the rut. It may feel like that God is punishing us, but he's not punishing us. He's preparing us for something great. That is the harvest. That is to bear fruit. Amen? Like, he wants us to bear fruit. And each year, we could continue going on and we could have the comfort mindset. You know, a mindset that just says, leave me alone. I don't want to be dug around. I don't want to be in smelly stuff. Don't dung me. Don't dig me. I just want to have my comfy life. Or we can have a growth mindset that says, God, bring it on. Because I know if I go through this, I'm going to bear some fruit. I don't know about you, but I want to be the one that says to God, God, go for it. And that involves us actually having to open our lives up to allow God to speak into them. Not just come to church and tick the box on a Sunday. Oh, well, I've got no other plans, so I guess I'll go to church today. Oh, next week, though, we've got this going on and that going on. There's this party here and that party there or whatever's happening. Like, let's actually prioritize gathering together as a church. Let's prioritize actually worshiping God. Let's actually make room in our lives for God to actually speak into. Let's actually let God break into our normal and do something in it. Most of the time, we don't allow God to do the digging part in our lives. Because digging, well, that's hard work. Anybody dug a big hole lately? Not recently? Digging's hard work. I mean, let's face it, God has put everything in the ground that we need. Like, there's clay there, there's gold and silver and whatever else is in the ground, nickel and tin and this and that. Like, everything we need as human race is in the ground. Some of it's quite deep, though. We have to dig for it. But actually, in our lives, when it comes to bearing fruit for God, when it comes to bearing fruit, then he needs to sometimes dig some stuff out of our lives that is quite deep and takes a bit of work. Like things like digging up the roots of bitterness. And digging up the roots of pain, digging up the roots of sorrows, digging up the roots of hardness, of turmoil. Like, these are things that are tough, that are hard. And it takes a bit of work to get it out. And to allow God to take it out, there's a bit of effort involved there. But if we get rid of these things, that's the digging part. We need to allow God space to do that, don't we? Yeah. And then we need to trust God when he heaps some dung on us and around us. Now, we don't like this. This will get better. I hope. like, not the typical kind of New Year's Eve. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's late at night. My ADHD is running wild in my head. Digging, painful. Dunging, even worse. Smelly, horrible stuff. We need to trust God that he has got us in the right place, that he's doing the right thing to get us the maximum amount of growth, maximum amount of harvest, the maximum amount of, you know, production of our fruit. I mean, we could help this along. We read our Bibles, we pray, we hang around other Christians, we study the Word of God, we spend time with God, we seek to become like God. We base the values of our lives on the values of the kingdom of God. We allow God to speak in. That's that make room again. Making room in our lives. But this is our year. Okay, one, two people maybe. All right, we'll just gather together. We'll do a buzz. We'll leave everyone else behind. We'll just go do our own thing, right? This is our year! This is our year. We can either say, leave me alone, or we can say, bring it on, God, because we want it. This is our year. We've gone through some stuff now. Let's bear some fruit. Let's show the community who we're. Let's really get out there. Prepare us, God, for greater mission. Prepare us, God, for greater ministries, for greater service, for greater fruit. Because this year, I want to be a year for me, a year for you, a year for our church. This is our year. Are you going to claim it? Yeah. Are you going to claim it? Yeah. Come on, are you going to claim it?
Yeah.
Is this your year?
Yeah.
Tell someone it's my year. Oh, that sounded terrible. Tell someone it's my year with some authority in your voice. Like you actually believe that it is your year. Tell someone it is your year. Go on, tell someone it's your year. I'm telling you, we serve a God who can do the impossible. With Him, all things are possible. And I know that in my household, the last 3 years, not been easy. And I guarantee in your households, it's been the same. The digging it and the dunging it, some of that has already happened. This is our year. Remember, 3 years we bared no fruit. This year, one more year. Are we going to claim that this is our year? This is my year, I'm taking it. You don't have to, but I'm going to take my year. If you don't want your year, I'll take your year too. I'll have your blessings and your good stuff, like anything, I'll take that as well. You're keeping your year? Glad to hear it. With God, all things are possible. This is my year. This is your year. You've got to believe it. See, my prayer for us for 2024 is that we actually take hold of the fact that this is our year. That we actually get ourselves to a place where we go, yeah, I want that mindset that is a growth mindset. A mindset that says, go on, God, dig it, dung it, take the roots of bitterness out, take whatever you have, put me in the place that's going to give me the best nurturing, the best soil, the best, like, get that, God, you do that. But this is my year to shine. Is this your year to shine? Is this your year? This is my year? I'm going to let it shine. Sorry. This little light of mine. Sorry. Someone started singing ADHD, all trains just went straight there. It's all good. This is my year, this is your year. You see, to remind you this year that God can do everything, I bought you a little present. Those who are online, I'm so sorry, we can't stick it through the internet and get it to you. And those who have missed out and are not here, well, too bad. I didn't say that out loud, we'll see what we can do next week. But I bought you all a key ring that says, with God, all things are possible. Because I want you to know that this year is your year. I want you to know that whatever mess you're in now, God can transform it. Whatever fruit you haven't bared, God can make that fruit happen. That there is a guy standing between God, an angry God, for our sin and us as the tree. And there's someone saying, no, I'm standing in the gap. Give it one more year. The forgiveness is there. But don't get me wrong. This is our year to shine. This is our year to know that God, with God, all things are possible. This is our year to claim. But it only is going to happen when we claim it and believe it and move forward. Amen? Are you prepared to do that? Ben, can you just whiz around and hand everybody one of those? We're going to sing a song called Waymaker. And this is a beautiful song, but this song just reminds me that our God is a waymaker and He's a promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness. He will do everything possible to maximize our fruit. Father God, we want to thank You for this year. We want to thank You for all that has happened. But God, I acknowledge today that there is a number of us that feel like we've been dug. We've been dug around and we've been dung just flowing in there and it's not been easy. But we also recognize, God, that You've done it because You wanted to tend to us, You wanted to love us, You wanted to nurture us, and You wanted us to bear fruit. So this year we're claiming, God, that this is our year. This is our year to bear fruit. This is our year to shine. This is our year to step forth. This is our year to produce a harvest. This is our year to do the incredible, because we know with you, God, all things are possible. We know all things are possible. Let's sing Waymaker. Singers, you can come back up.